Okay, and a very good morning to those of you on the West Coast, to those of you on the East Coast. Good afternoon. As always, what a great day. I know at least here in Toronto, the weather is beautiful, unlike what it was yesterday, which I don't know, for most of us, time to go back to work after vacations and holidays, and the kids are going back to school. And yesterday was just such a disaster of a day. I don't know if you guys got the same weather, but here was just black and raining all day. Anyway, good news is that it's a brand new month, which means brand new excitement coming up for you. Bad news, summer's kind of over. So I don't know, it's a tough one. But let's focus on the positive. Let's look at what's new and exciting. And as usual, we'll start off with our monthly What's Up developers. So this month we actually have I don't know if you guys saw on the blog last month, but actually what we have started on the blog is actually a new segment that I'm starting to do every month called the Technology Post Roundup. And that's actually just gathering a lot of various different posts from around the community, and you'll see the names all there on the screen are all of the experts around the Canadian community that are writing some really good stuff, posting them up there for you. And really, this idea came from the fact that you guys were writing in to me and some of the surveys that we were sending out and said, hey, we know that there's really expert Canadians out there writing really cool stuff, but we don't know how to find them. So here we go. Problem solved. Just memorize that URL, devs3.ms/techpostroundup, or actually just bookmark that page. And then every month when there's a new version of the roundup, of course, I'll make sure to tell you here what's new and exciting on that page. But definitely you can check it out as well. Or if you get RSS feeds from the Canadian Developer Connection, or you have the Canadian Developer Connection phone app, then you'll be able to get those as well. But these guys are writing some really great stuff, so make sure to check it out. And if there's actually something that you think that they're writing that's interesting, tweet about it, Facebook about it, share the wealth. You know, the more love we can give these guys, the better, because then the more that they'll write out. So just wanted to make sure that you knew about that. Very similar to earlier this year. The Windows Azure Dev Camps are back. Back with a brand new lineup. If you haven't registered for the couple that we've already done, we've done Vancouver last week and Montreal actually just this Monday. Actually, sorry, just this Tuesday, because Monday, of course, was a long weekend. But there are still three Dev Camps left that you can absolutely attend. The first one coming up next week is September the 10th, which is the Mississauga one. That one is actually going to also be live streamed over to you, regardless of where you are in Canada, as a virtual dev camp. So make sure that if September 10th works for you, the URL is on the bottom there. Make sure you register for it, because obviously seating is limited. And then if you're up for it, September 15th, and you're here in the downtown Toronto area, by all means, you can join us there. All three are the exact same, so whatever works for you would be great. And then hopefully, you know, we'll have more of these coming up. Now, of course, this is only actually the start of your Windows Azure learning journey, if you will. You know, you start off with these dev camps, really good content in terms of Windows Azure virtual machines, Windows Azure websites, talking about cloud services, talking about the new Windows Azure mobile services that was actually just released and brand new into these three dev camps. But then there's always more. Like, this is just the intro too. So what comes after these? We actually have a series of virtual workshops that are available for you. And all of the registration information is, in fact, on the screen for you. Now, these are going to be a set of workshops that actually build one on top of the other. Now, you don't technically have to go for each one if they're not of interest to you. And they will eventually be available on demand as well. But beauty about doing these when we're actually doing them is we do it live. So they're not recorded or anything like that. We're here to answer the questions that you might have as we're going through the content. So if you can join us on October 15th, October 22nd, and October 29th, perfect. Make sure that you register and join us there. If not, on demand is in fact available afterwards. So that first workshop, we're going to be talking about the various different types of cloud offerings, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, websites, what do you do in each one, what's better suited for each one. There's obviously a lot of confusion with the different offers that are available. The next one, building connected apps with Windows Azure, that one focuses on, hey, how do I actually use Windows Azure in my applications? And specifically focused around applications for Windows 8 and Windows Phone, and why you would want to use the cloud as a backend for especially device-based applications. And then ultimately, how do you use the cloud to actually bring all of these experiences together? The last one, migrating apps to Windows Azure, that one focuses on how to take existing applications and either move them to infrastructure as a service or platform as a service, or actually make them work in both. And really catered for those of you that actually have existing applications already that you want to move over to Windows Azure, but you're not quite sure how to go about it and which option is right for you. So we'll be exploring all of those. Again, like I said, October 15th, 22nd, 29th. If you can join us for all three, that would be great. But if not, make sure you focus on the one that actually is of most value to you. Now, later on this month, September the 12th, there is the virtual launch for Microsoft Visual Studio 2012. This one's supposed to be a great event, really showing you what's new in the product. Apparently, a whole bunch of really cool demos are going to be shown. So probably not something that you want to miss. So in case you missed it there, that was launch.visualstudio.ca, and it's going to be streamed live on September the 12th. If you actually go to that site, you'll actually have all of the information on there, what they're going to cover, who's talking, but also, you know, save the date and so on and so forth. So you can absolutely do that. Now, next up, I wanted to let you know about this, the .NET App Fest Revolution, as it's being called. And this is something that Atlee Hunter and Bruce Johnson have sort of dreamed up. And for right now, it's actually for those of you guys that are in Ontario. But the idea is that we'll actually, if all goes well and, you know, all of you guys enjoy the App Fest, then we'll see how we can bring that to the rest of Canada. And certainly, if you're interested in hosting one of these App Fests, Send me an email, let me know, and I'd love to bring this over to wherever you are in Canada. But in case you are here in Ontario, there's a couple of dates for you to note: Kitchener and Toronto, London, Oshawa, and Newmarket. My little font there went a little bit bigger than the box, but that's okay. September the 15th, the 22nd, 13th, 20th, and November the 17th, and these are actually full weekend events. The idea being you're going to build an app. So they'll teach you everything you need to know about building apps. But also the idea is by the end of the weekend that you actually leave having built an app, especially if you come with an app idea already with you, then that obviously makes it a lot easier to get things done. But if you're interested in learning about how you do Windows 8 apps, how do you Windows Phone apps, how you connect those to Windows Azure, and really are either kind of don't know necessarily anything about any of those platforms, or you've sort of been avoiding it because you thought it was difficult, let these guys show you how it's actually not, and it's actually quite simple. And like I said, if you are not in Ontario and you're interested in having an App Fest come over to your area, let me know, jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.net, and we'll see how we can make that happen. Just a reminder, of course, on upcoming conferences, you've heard me talk about these every month, but just want to make sure that you are aware of them in case you haven't caught an earlier episode. Prairie DevCon is happening on October the 1st through the 3rd, SDEC 12 from the 15th to the 17th, and then DevTeach from December the 10th to the 12th. It actually looks like I'm going to be at DevTeach, so if you are in fact coming to DevTeach and you see me there, make sure to say hello. I'd love to meet you. Now, last but not least, I've left this one specifically till the end just because I find it so fascinating, if you will, on some of the things that people think of. And in this case, how many of you guys and gals think back and started your days playing on Atari? Interestingly enough, Atari is making a comeback, right, with Atari Arcade, and you can actually Go to arcade.atari.com and start playing some of those classic games that you used to play on the actual Atari now in your browser, completely redone and brought to life again, if you will. Now, the coolest part about this, though, as much as the games themselves are cool, if you actually go play this, not only is it touch-enabled with Internet Explorer 10 and Windows 8, what I love about it is that it's actually an HTML5-based game, but looking and playing the games, you'd have no idea that it's HTML5. You would think, oh, wow, this has to be Silverlight or Flash or something immersive like that. Well, no, sure enough, the mission was, let's make it work on every single browser in the exact same way. Of course, IE10 has a whole bunch of extras, but that was the mission. And you know what? Play this stuff and just for fun, try it on the various different browsers and see actually what, in fact, you can do with HTML5. Now, the other part about this is that it's actually based, all these games are based on a set of libraries called CreateJS that they came up with as part of this project that now are actually being made available to developers to build their own Atari arcade games, which in and of itself is actually kind of cool for all of us that have some spare time or, since it's games, we might make spare time. Anyway, really fascinating stuff. Now, the interest here in Canada for CreateJS is just insane. And in fact, I love it because the guy who's behind all of this, Grant Skinner, is actually Canadian himself. He's based out in Edmonton. Anyway, having said that, check out that link, devs3.ms/buildatari. It goes through how they built it, some of the development backend stuff that you can dig down into, learn more about CreateJS. But also, you can actually sign up to be notified about upcoming CreateJS workshops that are going to be happening around all of Canada and probably online as well. So make sure you get your name on that list so that as soon as we know the dates and times and venues and so on and so forth, we'll make sure that you know. But this is going to be some fun stuff. And you know, if you haven't built a game before, it's perfectly cool. I think probably having your game as part of the Atari Arcade would actually be kind of cool too. So maybe it's just incentive enough for you to go and build some games. But at the very least, come out to these workshops, CreateJS workshops. Check out how HTML5 is implemented in all of these things and how touch becomes available in the browser. Hello, when does that ever happen? Or just play the games. They're fun. With that, that's the end of our news for this month. And that's about it. Let's move on to the meat and potatoes, if you will.